Okay. So the question is that if we, Krishna Prabhupada says, this is 7th chapter discusses Krishna's energies, 10th is potencies, what is the difference? Actually, generally, things get confusing if we stick to translations, because many Sanskrit concepts cannot be very precisely translated. So, because the word energy also has a particular meaning in science, in physics especially, which does not apply to the way Prabhupada uses the word energy. So now if you look at the Sanskrit, first Krishna talks in 7.4 and 5 about its prakriti. There he uses paraprakriti and aparaprakriti. And then after that, from 8 to 11, he talks about how he pervades material nature, all of existence. And there, again the word, ye chayva sattvika bhava rajasa tamasashaye matta eveti tan viddhi nattoham teshu temai. So Krishna also talks about them as states of being within material existence, within material nature. So now, in the 10th chapter, clearly what is being talked about is vibhuti. So vibhuti is, generally speaking, if you look at 7.4 and 5, that basically is dividing material existence into two the things in material existence into two categories. Then the living and non-living, a conscious and unconscious. So matter and spirit basically. So in that sense, they are more the categories of what exists in material existence. So just like, say we may say that, okay, there are, before that, Bhumir Apunalo Vayu and Aparayamita Swanyam. That is basically category. Just like we may say that in a movie, when a TV is being shown, something is being shown, essentially there are three colors and whatever is being seen is a combination of the three colors. Now, if we move forward to the 10th chapter, if you look, then that is the opulences, or the word opulence Prabhupada uses, actually he uses it for the translation for vibhuti. Now vibhuti essentially Krishna talks about in the sense of that which is memorable, because the whole vibhuti is a concept which Krishna states in response to Arjuna's question, katham vidyam aham yogins tvam sada vichindan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya. How can I remember you while looking at material existence? So you know, the concept of vibhuti is that which is outstanding in material existence. So there are many animals, and among them mruganam mrugendroham, I am the lion. So lion is the most powerful, you consider king of animals. So among immovable things, among mountains I am this, among immovable things I am that. Like that Krishna talks about various things. So that is more or less when he is talking about vibhuti, that is the best among the manifestations of things. So that when Prabhupada uses the word potency, he is referring to vibhuti, that is generally he refers to the best among certain manifestations. So generally the concept of vibhuti, I explain it as the one above the many manifests as the one among the many. The one above the many means the Lord is transcendental. The Lord is transcendental, but in this world we cannot suddenly start thinking about transcendental because we don't have any experience of the transcendental. So Krishna says the one among the many. One among the many means that which is outstanding among the many. That's what we are attracted to. So vibhuti is the best in material nature, and Krishna talks about that principle, that yadyad vibhuti matsattvam shrimad urjitam evava. In 10.41 he says that which is opulent, beautiful, glorious, all that is like this, that manifests a spark of my splendor. So this refers to the best manifestation of the material nature, whereas 7.4 and 4.5 basically talk about the components of existence here. And in between, when what we have from 7.8 to 11 is the essence of things. So the essence of water is its taste, the essence of the earth is its fragrance, the essence of wise Buddha, Buddhimata, Asya, the wise people is their wisdom. So these three are different things. First is, the when Prabhupada uses the word energies, he's, in my understanding, because there's no clear reference, he's referring more to 7.4 and 5, that those which are the components of material existence. And then when he's talking about potency, he's referring to vibhutis, which refers to the the outstanding manifestations within material existence, the best among things which can be used to for us to remember the Supreme Being. So that is the